So welcome back to the Ash Williams Show. My name is Ash Williams, and I am still fired up. How the fuck are you? I hope you are well. If you are listening to this on iTunes, then consider jumping over to Patreon. Only $5 per month, and you get the full episode. Think of it as having a Bunnings sausage with the sausage, if you know what I mean. And obviously you get the sauce and everything too, but then you put the Bunnings sausage in your mouth and you realize I have my cock in the bread. And you're like, I didn't know I like that. And then the joke's on me because you bit my cock off, right? But it was worth it for the practical joke and the sexual stimulation. So anyway, I'll just... either get a new cock or become a woman. So look, again, welcome to the pod. Welcome to any new listeners. Patreon.com/AshWilliamsShow, and there is an app. And you can listen to it on your podcast player. It's a fucking piece of piss. If you don't know how to do it, I'll come over and show you. Seriously. Now let's get to the big issues. I've got written down paper straws. Because I'm sick of them. I'm sick of these fucking paper straws. You know, there was a movie once called Paper Planes. I think we need to make a movie called Paper Straws. And it's just paper straws that aren't up to the challenge of finishing a coffee. These paper straws are not strong enough for you to get through your iced long black, because the plastic straws were good days. I got to tell you, man, you chuck a plastic straw in your coffee and you know it's going to last not only till the end of that coffee, but probably till the end of the year. I used to keep a couple of plastic straws always in my bedroom in LA. And I'd keep a couple of newbies and I'd keep a couple of used ones, because I used to go into Starbucks and get the refill. And you needed a different array of straws to choose from. Kind of like in cricket when they lose a ball and they've got to pick a cricket ball that's like 30 overs old. Sometimes you need to pick a straw that looks like it's been sipped on and chewed on so that you can get that free coffee. Anyway, I digress. What I'm saying is that just because some turtle got its tits tangled in a plastic straw years ago, we're now sipping on fucking paper straws, and they're not up to it. They're not up to it. This turtle changed straws forever. Sustainable straws, no thank you. All right? You know, there's a straw store you can go to and get yourself some plastic straws, and I got to tell you, I'm going there. Probably soon, probably this week. Keep a pack of straws in your back pocket. And look, speaking of masks, I was on a dating app just last night. I got back from a gig and I just wanted to unwind. And, I watched Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares from like 2002. Wasn't doing it for me. And if for once on Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, I wanted to turn up and have a bite of the burger and go, you know what, that's actually pretty good. That's actually pretty good. I wouldn't change much. Maybe a bit of aioli, but it's pretty good. Yeah. I don't know why your restaurant's not working. That's a good burger. So I'm on the dating app. And again, I spoke about this last week. It's not always the case, but if you see a woman on there who's about 6'2", 6'3". Just have a look. Just have a good look. And I was pretty tired. I wasn't really concentrating. I saw this girl, 6'2". And had the blonde hair. Had the makeup. Had the stubble. And I thought, this looks good. This looks nice. This looks nice. And I thought, I'll read the bio. Is what it said. Sissy girl back on Bumble. Sissy girl. Right? I don't know what the fuck a sissy girl is. Looking for discreet encounters at my place. Happy to wear a lace face mask hood too, if you like that. Lol. Lace face mask hood. I think you could probably cut out two words there. I would go with lace mask or lace hood. A lace face mask hood. Talk about tautology. Sissy girl. Let's just look up sissy girl. Sissy girl meaning, here we go. A person who shows fear or timidity and having unsuitable feminine qualities. What the fuck? I don't get it. Anyway, a long story short, it's a trans woman or something, but it doesn't say that. So look, just keep abreast out there of what's going on, or you're going to end up at this sissy girl's house. And who knows what's going to happen to you? Because, I don't know, it doesn't sound like they're mucking around in with that face mask. Some shit's going to go down. Yeah. Hey, here's another thing too. Women walk faster than men, don't they? You know, just like the default speed, man versus woman in the street, women walk faster. I don't know why, because like men should be able to walk faster, but women walk faster. They've got such a speedy gait. You know, I was walking at quite a clip the other day, and this girl, who was only about 5'5", just fucking Usain Bolted me with a fucking casual walk. And I was like, how is she doing that? How is she, like, just lapping me with her walking? And I'm like, I don't know. Almost like she's on performance-enhancing drugs. It's like, and I'd had 10 coffees. I'm like, fuck me, man. This chick's a good walker. It's a good walking pace. To be honest, I don't want to, it would be a bit of a red flag for me and that girl if we were going out, because I don't like to go out with girls who are fast walkers. Like, unless we're going for a walk, fine. But if we're just cruising to the coffee shop and you're walking at a clip, this ain't going to work, sis. You know, we'd be on Married at First Sight. That's what we'd be arguing about on the couch. She walks too fast. She walks too fast. I just want to go for a stroll. I'm going to tell you this one on Patreon. I did a gig last week with a famous, famous comedian. And I'm going to tell you who it is only on Patreon, because there's a funny story about how comedians were acting, because we didn't know that this person was going to be at the gig. And then word got round that, I'm talking worldwide comedian. I'm talking big time motherfucking comedian. Probably ranked in the top 10 in the world. And my mate, this comedian, comes out. He goes, guess who's in there? I'll just tell you. Now, that is the podcast. If you are in Melbourne on March 13 and or March 20, come to my show. Dinner is getting cold. It's on at the Leadbeater Hotel in Richmond. Tickets are almost gone to both shows. And it's going to be good. I've been getting out there, working on new material, and it's going well. So come and see the material in action. I promise you it'll be good. I'm working on a couple of... I've actually got a song that I've figured out that I'm going to do. Of course, if you want those tickets, it's... what is it? ashwilliams.com.au or ashwilliams.comey.io. And of course, if you want to hear the longer version of this episode and support the pod for just $5 a month, it's patreon.com/AshWilliamsShow. If you hear this, by the way, if you hear this episode and you're in Richmond today, come and join me for a drink. I will be at... It's a cafe in Cremorne. It's free piss, all right? And I'm putting on free drinks for all of the Patreons, all right? Patreons get free drinks, and you should know that it is free drinks for anyone who walks in. So just get there. I love you. Thanks so much for listening, and have a wonderful Friday. I'll talk to you next week. Take care. Bye. From your favorite sissy girl.